My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Mary Kay joining us right now. Mary Kay Cabot, Cleveland Plain Dealer, cleveland.com. Mary Kay, say hello to the guys who are working to get our power back, who are listening right now in Lakewood from Chicago, Illinois. Tell them hi, Mary Kay.
Hello, guys. Enjoy Lakewood once things settle down here, my little hometown.
Will there be a time here, Mary Kay, where you tell them to enjoy the brand new stadium and accommodations in Brook Park? Will that be sooner or later?
You know, I was thinking about this a little bit today, in that I don't know that the Haslams and Dave Jenkins would put out a letter like that extolling the virtues of the Dome Stadium if they weren't going to go that route. I know that they stopped short of saying that that is what they want, but would they kind of tout that over the renovation and really try to explain in that letter why it's transformational, why it's better for everyone, if that is not the way that they really wanted to go? I don't know. I just have a hard time believing that that's how that would go.
Overall, Mary Kay, what did you think of how those renderings looked? Nice, shiny object that, you know, had a lot of people excited yesterday. And, of course, as always, on the internet, you're going to find detractors, and there were plenty of other people that did not like the design. What did you think?
Well, let me first say that I still talk to plenty of people whose hearts would be broken if the stadium is not on the lakefront, is not in downtown Cleveland. And, of course, we still don't know if it's not going to be down there yet. So that is still obviously to be determined, although we think we know what they really want and what they're going to announce at some point. But as far as the renderings and as far as the new facility, it certainly is spectacular. It really is. I mean, I've also seen the renderings for the renovation, which are absolutely phenomenal as well. But just in terms of the Brook Park facility, it certainly would be something I think that fans could be proud of and get excited about. But I still know a lot of people that would be very sad if it's not down on the lakefront.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Are the Browns officially out on Brandon Ayuk?
Let's not ever say never until it's over. Until he has signed a contract with the 49ers or has been traded somewhere else, I don't know that we can say that they are officially out on him. Remember, they were officially out on Deshaun Watson at one point, and then they weren't. And I'm not saying that that's going to happen, but until it's over, it's not really over yet. So I would say, we'll just have to keep monitoring it for a bit.
Is this a trade that would involve Amari Cooper, to your understanding? Because I've heard conflicting reports that, yes, it would involve Amari. No, it wouldn't involve Amari. What do you know?
Well, I'm sure the Browns would not want to part with Amari, but the 49ers want Amari Cooper. That is a big reason why they want to deal with the Cleveland Browns. So I would think that a trade would possibly involve Amari, or would involve Amari somehow. But as this goes on, I'm not really sure. I don't really know for sure if the Browns would be willing to do that, but I know that that is one of the things that makes them attractive to the 49ers. You could plug Amari in there and just get back down to the business of trying to get back to the Super Bowl and win it this time.
Mary Kay, we expect well-paid, multi-millionaire athletes to just roll with the punches in professional sports. We always assume that if we had that much money, we wouldn't care where we lived. We wouldn't care what kind of rumors we would be subjected to. But in your discussions with players over the years, does it tend to be a distraction? Does it tend to be something that they say down the road was a reason they didn't maybe play as well as they wanted? Because plenty of Browns players over the last 48 hours have been mentioned in a potential Ayuk trade.
Well, it's just one of those things where you have to understand that it is a business. Amari had to do what he had to do to make sure that he got the contract restructuring, which was to skip all of OTAs and to skip mandatory minicamp, for which he was fined over $100,000. So he had to do what he had to do there, and I think he understands that this is a business and the Browns have to do what they have to do. Again, we don't know for 100% sure if they have even offered Amari Cooper in these trade talks. It seems like that's what would have made sense to make sure the 49ers would take the deal, but maybe not. And if it's not the case, then they probably won't have too hard of a time mending the fences. But sure, these guys are human, and they are going to worry about their futures. They're going to worry about and be concerned about, you know, what happens next. So we'll see. I think Amari is such a professional that once this blows over and dies down, if it does, that he would just get back down to the business of playing great football.
Mary Kay Cabot joining us here on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So we heard reports on Tuesday that Deshaun Watson wasn't having the best day at practice. And immediately people got in the mentions and go, that's not right, Ken. Myles Garrett was getting in his face. Because, you know, we have people who want to attack Deshaun Watson. We have people who want to defend Deshaun Watson. You were there. Was it more that Deshaun struggled, or was Myles Garrett wreaking havoc in the Browns' backfield?
Well, Myles was wreaking some havoc. Yes, that has a lot to do with it. And I think that's going to be really, really good for Deshaun. He will be so battle-tested by the time he gets to the opener and has to face Micah Parsons and have to throw it somewhere where Jerron Bland isn't going to intercept it. I think that going against this Browns number one defense for the next 4 weeks is really going to help him a lot. And Myles has not been practicing that much. So that was Myles' first crack at team drills. And so he's got a lot of energy. He's got fresh legs, and he's ready to roll. And I think that's going to be good for Deshaun. So it was a little bit of everything, I guess. But
my dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Deshaun knows where the bar is set. You've got to be able to operate and function with a Myles Garrett coming at you.
You know, it's one thing for the fans to start propping up names that the casual fan may not have heard of in training camp. They've done that every single year in every single football town. I always listen to what the coaches say and how they say it when it comes to which players might be poised for a huge breakout year. Mary Kay, you have those conversations with coaches, both in front of the cameras and the microphones and behind the scenes. Who are they really genuinely excited about so far?
Well, I think there's one player that they're genuinely excited about that they're talking about in front of the cameras and everywhere else, and that is Cedric Tillman. You've heard his name just mentioned every single day, but he looks that good in practice right now. Of course, you have to
look at Mary Kay, I wrote his name down. I'm here at Mary Kay. I swear to you. You ready for this? I was getting reports. Kenny, he's running the entire tree. And I go, wait a minute. Is he running the entire tree at the right time? And they go, yes. I go, he's going to every branch when he's supposed to. They go, yes. He looks magnificent this season.
And not the trees on the west side that have forced a lot of angry people out of power. We're not talking about those trees. We're talking about a real route tree, Mary Kay.
Clean up your comments.
Real route tree.
Let Mary Kay answer
Cedric Tillman.
Mary Kay, is Cedric Tillman our number one in the future?
Possibly.
Whoa! Let's go!
Fixed it!
Super Browns! First one of the season!
Oh, that feels good!
Tillman,
that feels good!
Let's go! Mary Kay, go ahead.
The thing about Ced is that he learned how to become a professional. He's studying. I talked to even Dorian Thompson-Robinson about him, you know, his high school former teammate from Las Vegas the other day, and he was talking about how Chad O'Shea was even sharing with him how impressed he is with all the things that Cedric Tillman has done off the field to become a pro, to study the game, to study film, to understand where he needs to be and when he needs to be there, and to do all of the things off the field just in terms of physically taking care of his body and practicing and all of those kinds of things. And it's really showing up out there on the field. Every time you look up, he's catching another long touchdown pass from Deshaun or Jameis.
You gave us the door.
Let's do it,
We're walking through it. You opened it up. Here we go.
I don't need Brandon Ayuk. I don't need to pay him $30 million a year.
Nope.
I don't need a guy who wants to leave a Super Bowl caliber team to hell them. Let Pittsburgh have him. By the way, Mary Kay, I did get interesting conversations from people. Not to circle right back to the stadium thing, but I'm going to. Where somebody said we can't play Michael Stanley anymore if we go to the new stadium because we would no longer be in the pouring rain. They were serious, and I go, wait a minute. There's no east side of Chicago, and there's no south Detroit, and people sing those songs all the time. Mary Kay, what say you?
Oh, you can always play Michael Stanley in Cleveland. I don't care where you are, inside, outside, in the rain, dry conditions.
You can see the pouring rain because you can see right through with all the windows, with that roof. It's going to be clear. You can see the pouring rain. You can hear it. You can feel it.
Mary Kay Cabin on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Jameis Winston, do you believe that he can do the same thing that Joe Flacco did for the Browns last year? Here we go.
Oh, it's hard to say if anybody can match the performance, that sort of almost magical, perfect storm performance that Joe Flacco had last year, where he was able to go 4-1, clinch that playoff spot, and really connect just seamlessly with David Njoku and Amari Cooper and everyone else on the team, really. Jameis looks good, and I'm looking forward to seeing what he can do against the Packers. He's only going to get about 10 plays, but he looks good in practice. He really does. And who knows if he's even going to get the opportunity to play like Joe had. Mm-hmm. We have no idea. If all goes the way the Browns hope that it does, he's not going to see the field this season. But in the event that he does, I don't know. I mean, he's got the physical tools for sure to do it. It's just a matter of there are a lot of other factors that go into it, including who you're playing, the defenses that you're opposing, the timing of the season, who's healthy around you. So we would have to see how that all goes.
Mary Kay, I'm excited to see Jameis Winston on Saturday. Excited to see Jordan Love as well for the Packers. That was a nice little surprise. Will we see Deshaun Watson in game play against the Vikings or maybe the Seattle Seahawks?
You know, if anything, I would think it would probably be the Seattle Seahawks. I don't think it's going to be the Vikings because they are practicing against them in joint practices for 2 days leading up to that, and usually you use that as your good work for that week, and you don't need to go out and risk those guys in the game. It's an opportunity to see if Dorian or Tyler Huntley is going to be your third quarterback. It's a chance to see how David Bell and Mike Woods and Jamari Thrash look and some of the younger defensive linemen and things like that. So I think Vikings week will be more about those practices, but still, I mean, you're going to be able to gain a lot of information from how Deshaun looks against an opposing defense in those practices.
Mary Kay, we thank you very much for the time. We thank you for having fun with us. All the very best to you and yours. We will talk to you next week.
Sounds good. Thanks, guys.
Mary Kay Cabot on the North Homestead Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. I told you, I was getting reports. They were like, Kenny, Cedric Tillman. And I go, what about him? They go, he's running all the right routes now. Big, physical, strong, fast. I go, okay, here
he's
we
always,
go.
He's always been those things, right?
What if Andrew
Nobody's
Berry
Nobody's questioned that.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique, and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O'Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.